Welcome back to the Mbago Media Sports Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the UFC heavyweight division, which, as you know, is a place where fortunes can change in an instant. The events following UFC 321 really proved that adage to be true, didn't they?
Absolutely. It felt like we had a clear path emerging, and then bam. A seismic event occurred, throwing the entire landscape into complete flux. We saw some incredible action leading up to it, with fighters really putting it all on the line.
That's right. The main card showcased the raw power and skill defining this weight class, setting a high bar for the drama. But then, in a turn nobody saw coming, Tom Aspinall suffered an injury. This wasn't just a minor setback, it was a significant blow that impacted his immediate future and cast a long shadow over the title picture.
The uncertainty that followed was palpable, leaving a void where there had been direction. Suddenly, the momentum felt stalled, and a wave of questions rippled through the MMA community. What does this mean for the belt? Who steps up now?
It's the kind of scenario that breeds speculation and debate, and it's precisely the kind of situation that can either lead to stagnation or spark something entirely new. It was in this atmosphere of unexpected disruption that Alex Pereira, the reigning light heavyweight champion, stepped into the spotlight with a bold proposition.
And that brings us to our first section, Poatan's audacious challenge. Alex Pereira, known as Poatan, has a reputation for being direct, confident, and unafraid to speak his mind. He doesn't mince words, and he clearly felt the heavyweight division needed a jolt.
He didn't just express concern, he offered a solution, a powerful statement of intent. His proposal was nothing short of a challenge to the undisputed king of the heavyweight division, John Jones. Pereira's call-out was framed not just as personal ambition, but as a mission to rejuvenate the division.
Now, what does rejuvenate mean in this context? It implies bringing fresh energy, settling debates, or creating an event so monumental it reignites interest. Pereira's timing was impeccable, or perhaps strategically brilliant, choosing to make this offer when the division felt most vulnerable.
This felt like more than just a fighter looking for a payday. It seemed like a fighter stepping up to fill a perceived void, driven by ambition and his belief in his own abilities. You can almost picture him making that pronouncement. Was this seen as genuine, or did some dismiss it as a publicity stunt?
That's a great question to ponder as we move into the next section. John Jones accepts the White House challenge. And then there's the man at the center of this potential storm, John Jones. The reigning, undisputed heavyweight champion, Bones is a legend, a benchmark.
For years, the MMA world has been clamoring for Jones to face the next generation of contenders, for those dream superfights. But they've often been elusive due to various factors. Now, in the midst of this heavyweight uncertainty, Jones has responded to Pereira's challenge.
And it's not just any response. It's a response to what's being called the White House Challenge. This phrase itself sparks curiosity. Is Pereira literally suggesting a fight at the White House, or is this a metaphorical call for a fight of such monumental significance?
Regardless of the literal interpretation, Jones' acceptance signifies something profound. It suggests a willingness to engage with new, formidable challengers and create new, defining moments. The narrative potential of a John Jones versus Alex Pereira superfight is immense.
Imagine the stylistic clash: Jones, the master tactician, the unparalleled ground game, versus Pereira, the devastating striker with knockout power. This isn't just a title fight, it's a clash of titans. Jones' acceptance could signal a desire to go out on the highest note possible.
It's the sound of a massive potential fight moving from fantasy to reality. But what does this acceptance truly mean, and how does it pave the way for the next layer of this unfolding drama? That leads us perfectly into our third section, decoding the White House challenge, symbolism versus literalism.
Let's dive deeper into this intriguing concept. When Pereira threw out the White House challenge idea, and Jones seemingly accepted, what were they really talking about? Was it a literal proposal for the fight to take place at the White House?
If so, the logistical hurdles are astronomical, but the symbolic implications would be equally immense. Imagine the optics, two elite athletes competing under the gaze of American history and power. It would elevate the UFC to an unprecedented level of mainstream significance.
However, it's also highly probable that White House challenge was more of a metaphorical construct. In this interpretation, it's not about the location, but about the stature of the fight. It's a call for an event so grand it's worthy of association with the highest office.
This suggests a fight that transcends a typical title defense, a bout that captures the national imagination. Pereira's offer and Jones' acceptance, in this sense, are about raising the stakes beyond the octagon, creating a narrative of epic proportions.
The White House, in American culture, is a symbol of power, leadership, and the nation's highest aspirations. Associating a fight with it, even metaphorically, imbues that contest with a sense of gravitas and national importance.
It suggests this isn't just another fight, it's a moment where champions collide for ultimate bragging rights. If this megafight were to materialize, the impact on the UFC brand and the broader sport could be transformative. It presents challenges, but the opportunities are arguably greater.
When you picture this potential megafight, what kind of spectacle do you envision? Does the White House element, literal or metaphorical, amplify the excitement for you? This leads us to Section 4, The Road Ahead, Navigating Hurdles to a Dream Fight.
So, where does this leave us now? With Jones seemingly accepting Pereira's White House challenge, the division has been injected with electrifying possibility. But is this a done deal, or just the opening act in a long negotiation process?
The reality is likely somewhere in between. While Jones' acceptance is a massive step, there are still significant obstacles. First, the recovery of Tom Aspinall, the interim champion. His situation cannot be ignored and will influence the title picture.
Then there are the other hungry contenders, all vying for their shot at the belt, who will have their own claims. Contractual obligations for both fighters also play a crucial role in aligning them with the UFC's plans.
And, of course, the practical feasibility of the White House concept itself, whether literal or metaphorical. If literal, the logistical and security implications are immense. If metaphorical, the challenge is delivering a fight that lives up to such a lofty promise.
But let's talk about the stylistic matchup, because this is where the true allure lies. John Jones, the undisputed GOAT, versus Alex Pereira, Poatan, the man with arguably the most devastating striking power. Their styles are almost diametrically opposed.
We're talking about Jones' methodical approach versus Pereira's explosive, fight-ending power. Who can impose their game plan? Can Jones' defense nullify Pereira's striking? Can Pereira land one of those fight-ending shots before Jones implements his strategy?
Consider their individual narrative arcs, too. Jones seeking to solidify his legacy, perhaps in his final years. Pereira looking to achieve the ultimate scalp, to add the biggest name in MMA to his resume. The fan anticipation for a fight like this is astronomical.
This is the kind of bout that breaks pay-per-view records, the kind of event that transcends the sport. If you were to put your money down right now, who do you predict would win? This entire sequence has dramatically reshaped the heavyweight division.
What was once a landscape of uncertainty has now been illuminated by the prospect of a superfight that could define an era. And that brings us to Section 5, the stylistic clash and legacy implications.
It's a fascinating scenario. We've gone from potential stagnation to a potential superfight of epic proportions. And you're right, the White House challenge aspect adds an incredible layer of intrigue, elevating the sport beyond typical athletic contests.
This isn't just about crowning a heavyweight champion, it's about legacy, historical significance, and what it means to be at the pinnacle of combat sports. John Jones has always sought out the biggest challenges, and Pereira represents the ultimate threat in striking.
Pereira's journey from kickboxing to a two-division UFC champion is a testament to his skill and will. The stylistic clash is compelling, Jones' fight IQ and defensive mastery versus Pereira's devastating knockout power. It's a battle of distinct philosophies.
We're talking about Jones' almost supernatural ability to control distance, dictate pace, and exploit weaknesses. His defensive wrestling is legendary, making him incredibly difficult to take down. He's a master of the cage, utilizing it to his advantage.
Then you have Pereira. His striking is frankly terrifying. The sheer concussive force behind his shots is unlike anything else. He's a fighter who can change the course of a bout with a single, perfectly timed connection, showing remarkable resilience.
The question becomes, can Pereira's power overcome Jones' defensive genius? Can he close the distance and land those fight-ending blows before Jones can systematically break him down or take him out of his element with his wrestling?
Think about the mental game, too. Both men are supremely confident. Jones has the psychological edge of being the undefeated king, while Pereira has a history of overcoming adversity. That dynamic is just as fascinating as the physical one.
And let's not forget the potential for this fight to redefine what a superfight truly is. The confluence of factors here, Jones' legacy, Pereira's power, the White House narrative, creates a perfect storm. This could be a moment that transcends MMA.
Imagine the promotional build-up, the storylines, the sheer anticipation. It would be a marketing dream, and the UFC would undoubtedly go all out to make it the biggest event in its history. This leads us into our conclusion, a new era dawns?
Now, let's circle back to the practicalities, because as exciting as the prospect is, there are still hurdles. Tom Aspinall's injury is a significant factor. He is the interim champion, and his claim to a shot at the undisputed title is strong.
While Pereira's challenge to Jones is compelling, the UFC brass will have to navigate Aspinall's expectations and rights. Will he be sidelined until he's healthy, or will the UFC create an interim title fight, potentially complicating the Jones-Pereira narrative?
However, the allure of a Jones-Pereira superfight is so immense that it might just persuade all parties to align. Then there's the question of timing. When would this fight realistically happen? Both fighters have had their own injury issues.
We're likely not talking about a fight in the next few months. This is a bout that would be meticulously planned, built up, and executed. It's a marathon, not a sprint, in terms of its development. And what about the White House aspect?
If it's a literal location, the challenges are immense: security, logistics, permits, political considerations. It's a logistical nightmare. However, if it's a metaphorical framing, a call for a fight of such national significance that it deserves the prestige, then it's much more achievable.
This metaphorical interpretation seems more plausible and aligned with how these narratives unfold. It becomes about the gravitas, the idea of two champions competing for the highest honor. It's about elevating the stakes beyond mere competition.
Let's consider the other contenders in the division: Stipe Miocic, Curtis Blaydes, Sergey Pavlovich. These are all elite fighters who have earned their stripes. How do they fit into this picture if Jones and Pereira are slated for a superfight?
It effectively puts the rest of the division on hold, which can breed frustration. The UFC has to balance the immediate appeal of a massive superfight with the long-term health and stability of the division itself. It's a delicate balancing act.
But the sheer star power of Jones and Pereira might be enough to silence most critics. This is the kind of fight that transcends usual divisions in politics, a chance to capture the attention of casual fans and solidify MMA's place in the broader sports landscape.
Imagine the headlines: the GOAT versus the Nightmare, King versus Conqueror, a fight for the ages. And let's not forget the potential for this to be a significant chapter, perhaps even a swan song, for John Jones' legendary career.
For Pereira, it's the ultimate validation. To defeat John Jones would be to achieve the pinnacle of individual accomplishment in mixed martial arts, elevating him to a level of superstardom few ever reach. This entire sequence has taken the division from flux to a beacon of anticipation.
It's a testament to the unpredictable nature of combat sports, how quickly fortunes can change, and how a bold statement can alter the landscape. So, we've covered the introduction, sections 1 through 5, and the conclusion. Now, let's get into the summary.
Absolutely. In our summary, we'll break down the key factors, strengths and insights, and challenges and weaknesses. First, let's look at the key factors. Tom Aspinall's injury created an unexpected void, paradoxically opening the door for new narratives and challenges. It significantly disrupts the immediate title picture, potentially delaying his own claim.
Alex Pereira's challenge was bold, proactive, and strategically timed, aiming to rejuvenate the division and seize a legacy-defining superfight. It demonstrates confidence and a willingness to take on the biggest names, though some might perceive it as ambitious to the point of being a publicity stunt.
John Jones' acceptance signals a willingness to engage with new, formidable challengers and create a historic moment, reinforcing his legacy. However, navigating injury recovery and the practicalities of the White House Challenge presents significant hurdles.
The White House Challenge itself adds immense symbolic weight and cultural significance, elevating the potential fight beyond a typical title bout. Whether literal or metaphorical, it signifies a globally recognized event, though the literal interpretation brings immense logistical challenges.
And the stylistic matchup between Jones and Pereira promises an electrifying clash, Jones' tactical genius and defensive mastery against Pereira's devastating knockout power. This promises a high-stakes chess match with explosive potential.
Moving on to the strengths and insights, Aspinall's injury, while a setback, forced the division to reshuffle, creating new opportunities. Pereira's challenge showcased his ambition and belief in his ability to take on the best, even moving up in weight.
Jones' acceptance highlights his status as a fighter who actively seeks the biggest tests, looking to further cement his legacy. The White House Challenge, particularly if metaphorical, represents an opportunity to elevate the sport's cultural significance.
The stylistic clash between Jones and Pereira is a strength in itself, offering a compelling narrative of contrasting skill sets. It's a dream matchup that fans have been clamoring for, promising an unforgettable contest.
Now for the challenges and weaknesses. Aspinall's injury is a clear challenge to the immediate title picture and his own claim. Pereira's challenge, while bold, could be seen as a risk if it doesn't materialize or if he's perceived as overlooking other contenders.
Jones faces challenges in his recovery and the practicalities of any White House scenario. The White House challenge, if literal, presents immense logistical and security nightmares, while if metaphorical, the pressure to deliver a fight worthy of such a label is significant.
The stylistic matchup presents the challenge of predicting whether Jones' defensive wrestling can neutralize Pereira's striking, or if Pereira can land a fight-ending blow before Jones imposes his game plan. It's a high-risk, high-reward scenario for both.
Furthermore, the potential for this super fight to stall the careers of other deserving contenders in the division is a significant challenge for the UFC's matchmaking and long-term planning. It's a delicate balance to strike.
And that wraps up our discussion on the UFC heavyweight division's dramatic reshuffle. From uncertainty to a potential superfight of epic proportions, it's a testament to the thrilling unpredictability of MMA.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on the Mbaga Media Sports Podcast. We'll be back soon with more insights into the world of sports.